This is an executive summary of depreciation recapture and the 1031 exchange, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Depreciation is the gift that gives during ownership and takes at sale. The deductions that sheltered your rental income year after year get recaptured when you sell, at a rate up to 25%, higher than the capital gains rate, and on a long-held property that recapture can be the single biggest tax you face. It's also one of the least understood parts of real estate taxation, and a major reason a 1031 exchange saves so much. This guide explains depreciation recapture in full, what it is, why it's rated higher, how it's calculated, how a 1031 defers it, and how to plan for it. While you own a rental, you deduct depreciation each year, which lowers your taxable income and also lowers your adjusted basis in the property. When you sell, the gain attributable to that accumulated depreciation is recaptured, taxed as unrecaptured Section 1250 gain rather than at ordinary capital gains rates. In essence, the IRS lets you defer income through depreciation deductions during ownership, then collects on the benefit when you sell. The recapture is the mechanism for that collection, and it applies to the depreciation you took, or were allowed to take, regardless of whether you actually claimed it. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.